In an effort to save Aspen's unique character, a group of locals is proposing restrictions on chain stores in the downtown core. Ahead of a community forum on the issue this week, I took a stroll around town, surveying the retail offerings and exploring where that unique character really lies. The offerings along Aspen's shopping strips aren't exactly what you would find on the weekend chore list. Passing Dior, then Gucci, Pearl Aircraft Corporation, Merrill Lynch Wealth Management, a new Tesla showroom on the Cooper Avenue Mall comes to mind. And longtime local leaders think this is a problem. I went and talked with one of them, former Mayor Bill Sterling. The walk to his office on East Main Street consists of a lot of what Aspen used to be.
Walking towards Main Street Bakery, which is no longer open. Passing Explore Booksellers, next to what is self-proclaimed Aspen's most unique retail experience, the Aspen Emporium and Flying Circus.
Last spring, City Council passed an emergency ordinance freezing all downtown development while it overhauls the land use code to fit with community values. As part of that, Sterling, his mayoral successor, John Bennett, and local businessman Jerry Murdoch presented Aspen City Council with the idea for an ordinance that would make it harder for chain stores to move into the downtown. Here's Sterling.
The question of the character of the downtown came up, whether there was a threat to our sort of small town flavor, and the threat that we might become so homogenous as to be unrecognizable as a unique brand.
The proposal is that from now on, if a chain store, defined as having 11 or more retail locations, wants to set up shop in Aspen, it would first need approval from City Council. All current chain stores would be grandfathered in, and if a chain store left, the landlord would be allowed to replace it with another chain store. Similar conditional use ordinances exist in other resort towns, but detractors warn of unforeseen consequences.
I think the town and the residents really need to think about what they're doing with the chain store regulation, because it could have some serious consequences, and I'm not sure it's exactly what those are the consequences we're looking for.
That's Lex Terumians in his office, down from the gondola, across from the recently closed Boogie's Diner. Terumians is the president of Pyramid Properties. His clients are prominent landlords in downtown Aspen. He says the ordinance could potentially crowd out the very vitality it's claiming to preserve. Lugano Diamonds, now within the Little Nell Hotel, is not a chain, but adding it to the Hyman Avenue walking mall wouldn't be a draw for locals. Those stores with salespeople standing in the doorway, thrusting moisturizer samples at passersby, also not chains. But are they really the Aspen character that we're talking about? The hum of Peach's Cafe is a mix of coffee orders and hellos as friends run into each other by the cream and sugar. Sterling says the retail offerings in town are becoming so inaccessible to locals that we've turned online for our sundries, which means a loss of Aspen's small-town way of life.
So you go to the places that are community-oriented, like the Sun Deck, like the Jerome Bar, like the Post Office, like Explore Booksellers. You invariably run into someone you know. And instead of calling them up or emailing them, you say, hey, let's ski tomorrow. Those are the things that make a community rich.
True, but is that a chain store issue? Locals joke that they can't go to City Market if they're short on time. It's a guarantee you're going to see someone that you know. City Market, the social hub of Aspen, the literal ground zero for grassroots petitions, is owned by the national Kroger chain. So, it seems like in this case the term chain stores is actually a euphemism for high-end luxury retail stores. Terumian says calling out these types of stores specifically is an oversimplification of the issue. After all, he says, a rising tide lifts all boats, and we all benefit from the cultivation of high-end tastes in town.
All of this is essentially subsidized. We get to enjoy the Aspen Music Festival, Jazz Aspen, blind passes. All of these things are because we are able to serve a high-level, high-paying guest that comes to town.
And he says market forces will work their magic. Fendi, for example, closed its Aspen store. The seasonal retail market wasn't good for the company's bottom line. Burberry is rumored to be leaving as well. Terumian supports an incubator-type effort to help the area's local businesses and young entrepreneurs, very few of whom, he says, are entering into retail. And how helpful is it to add more locally owned coffee shops and bookstores if they are in direct competition with the existing mom and pops? Local leaders will come together this week to try and draft a mutually acceptable chain store policy. Joining proponents of retail restrictions are other interested parties: landlords, the Aspen Skiing Company, city staff, and representatives of other communities that have successfully passed similar legislation. The public is invited too, though there's no specific time allotted for public comment during the day-long forum. The event begins at 9 a.m. at the Koch Building on the Aspen Institute campus. The results of the discussion will be presented to City Council later this winter. Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.